Be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. I feel the pressure sometimes, because there's a lot of responsibility laid upon the Christian man. Because really, a lot of the direction of how our wives, spiritual lives will go, or how our children's lives, spiritual lives will go, is directed on how we lead spiritually. Be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. Act like men. That can be a pretty confusing statement this day and age. If you were to take the world's view on what it is to act like a man, maybe you're supposed to walk around making a lot of bodily noises. Maybe you're supposed to go out and buy yourself the biggest truck and make it as tall as you can. Get a ladder to get up inside of it. Maybe I'm supposed to go out and get a couple tattoos. Maybe I'm supposed to spend a lot of time at the gym, get myself a lot of big muscles. It can get pretty confusing when you look at the picture that the world paints of what a man is. But that ain't really a man. All that really ends up in is a bunch of guys pretending to be something they're not. All that really ends up in is a lot of men that are way out of control. They're causing problems out in the world. They're causing problems in their families because they're not being what they were meant to be. But because of this wild man picture that the world has painted, I think it's a tendency sometimes for people that want to come to know God to go far in the other direction. And so in this direction, because we want to be godly, we almost end up, maybe not even consciously, but we try to tame down our men. We try to tame down our boys. I mean, you think about it. You think about what a good Christian man is. Hopefully most of us in this room have somebody we can look to get a real true picture. But if you think about it, what the masses of the churches would say that a good Christian man is some timid, rule-obeying form of a man. Maybe you get the picture of a Christian Mr. Rogers. He just wants to be your neighbor. Now, don't get me wrong. We want to do what God says. We want to obey the rules. That's what we're striving for. But what's this whole tame thing? When you think about Jesus, I don't think tame comes to mind. Jesus wasn't tame. And I don't think when I say the word tame, that speaks to the heart of any man. But if I was to say, hey men, let's go on a wild adventure. At least half of you men in this room are like, yeah, I'm ready to go. Because your heart's getting excited. Adventure. Remember that word as a boy? That was something exciting. Where did that excitement go as a man? Become a man and adventure is taking a different way home on the way home from church tonight. But why do we seek adventure? It's because it was something true to the way that we were created. Something true to the way that we were fashioned. You see, God speaks to the heart of a man. God speaks to the heart of a boy. Are we speaking to the heart of our men? Are we speaking to the heart of our boys? Are we speaking to the image of how we are fashioned? Now, if you know anything about the Chronicles of Narnia, the Lion Aslan, and the C.S. Lewis stories was a representation of Christ. And I want to play a little clip for you guys here.
Don't worry. We'll see him again.
When?
In time. One day he'll be here, and the next he won't. But you mustn't press him. After all, he's not a tame lion.
No. But he is good.
You need it more than I do.
You must impress him. After all, he's not a tame lion. She thinks for a while. She says, but he's good. He is not tame, but he is good. Whose image were we made in? Oh, turn over to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. And God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. We were made men in God's image. If we turn over to Romans chapter 8.
Hey, Raj, more.
Romans chapter 8, verse 29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Here it tells us to be conformed to the image of his Son. Be conformed to the image of Christ. We go back to Exodus chapter 15. Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. The Lord is a warrior. Yahweh is his name. It says Yahweh is a warrior. Warrior. Now we're starting to speak to the heart of a man. The one in whose image we were created is a warrior. Now that seems to me like it's something a little bit untamed. And this warrior type spirit is in the heart of every man. Because we were made in the image of Yahweh. Now right about this time, some of you guys are saying, all right, I'm supposed to be a little wild. Finally, somebody's giving me a license to be wild. Wait. Slow down. Hold on. What I'm saying is there's something untamed in the heart of every man. And that in itself is a good thing. Like the video clip we watched, though, he's not tame, but he's good. Seeing a difference here, a difference from what the world has painted. Those aren't two words we put together too often, though. Untame and good. But think with me for a moment. Think of your favorite warrior. If you don't have one, think of your favorite hero. Is tame a word that fits them? Would you call them tame? No! They're not tame. Reason being is something tame is not what you need to fight and win a battle. But sometimes I feel like that's what we're asking our men to be. Maybe not consciously. But then we ask, why is the battle not being won? We ask, why are we losing our boys to the world? Look at boys. Watch them play. Think about that scenario. My wife's good friends with Jude and Tanisha. Well, Tanisha, we're friends with the Mendonces. See those four boys get together and play? There's nothing tame about that. There's something wild in the heart of a boy. And if that's channeled right, that can be a good thing. Actually, that's exactly the theme we need in the heart of a warrior. Again, though, not two words we often put together. Wild and good. Let's turn over to Isaiah chapter 42. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 13. Yahweh will go forth like a warrior. He will arouse his zeal like a man of war. He will utter a shout, yes. He will raise a war cry. He will prevail against his enemies. Yeah. That right there. That speaks to the heart of a boy. That speaks to the heart of a man. To go forth like a warrior. But I thought it was interesting in that verse that there's a zeal that helps a warrior prevail against his enemies. And he arouses his zeal like a man of war. The great warriors of old that have won against odds had a way of arising the zeal in the men that fought with them. You think about warriors like William Wallace that fought odds where they shouldn't have won. William Wallace spoke to some men, at least in the movie, before a battle. He said, I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You have come to fight as free men, and free men you are. What will you do with your freedom? Will you fight? Fight against that? No. We will run and we will live. I fight and you may die. Run and you will live. At least for a while. But dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance? Just one chance to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom! I don't know about you, but every time I hear that speech, it rises a zeal inside of me. Our boys, our men, they need a battle to fight, and they need us to rise a zeal inside of them to want to fight it. Let's turn over to 2 Kings chapter 10. It's 2 Kings 10, picking it up in verse 15. Now when he had departed from there, he met Jenadab, the son of Rechab, coming to meet him. And he greeted him and he said to him, "Is your heart right? As my heart is with your heart." And Jenadab answered, "It is." Jehu said, "If it is, give me your hand." And he gave him his hand, and he took him up, or he took him up to him in the chariot. And he said, "Come with me and see my zeal for Yahweh." So he made him ride in his chariot. Come with me and see my zeal for Yahweh. The definition of zeal is great energy or enthusiasm in pursuit of a cause or an objective. Now, I don't always feel that I have a great energy or enthusiasm when I think about my walk with God. Sometimes I think it becomes more of a checklist. Okay? I hit the assembly. Check. Okay. I got my morning Bible reading done. Check. Okay. I'm a good little Christian boy. Check. I don't want to be a good Christian boy. I want to be a warrior for God.
Hoorah.
I want to be a strong, wild, but good warrior. I want to live my purpose in this time. I want to have a zeal for this battle we are fighting for God. A zeal so strong that it arises a desire in my children to want to take the front lines with me in this battle. Because it scares me to know that I could walk my life in Christ and raise my child, but they won't make it. That scares me. And if they don't make it, that's on me. But I like what he says in verse 15 here. He asked, "Is your heart right?" You get the idea that he stopped for a while and he thought, he said, "It is." He said, "My heart is right." Is he tame? No. But he's good. That's what it comes right down to. The condition of the heart. See, we can be, should I say, wild? Can we be on tame in a good way? Can we have a passion so strong for God that others can feel it? A zeal? You bet. As long as it's good. As long as our heart's right. But to be that strong warrior, we need that zeal behind us. We need that strong desire. A desire that will drive us and allow our children to get the real picture of what they're fighting against. Not that this is just something we talk about, but this is a real battle. Not that this is just something we do on Sundays, but this is something we do every day. That's what we're made for, to fight this battle with the heart of a warrior. If your heart's right, you're going to do what's right. If you have a strong zeal for God that's in accordance with knowledge, then you're going to do what's right. Men, don't tame your heart. Don't tame your boys down. Don't tame those men that look up to you down. Teach them to be good. Teach them to be strong. Teach them to be passionate. Teach them to have a zeal for God. And with your heart in the right place, fight this battle against Satan. Every day. Every moment. With strong zeal, acting as a warrior, and not just being passive. Be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong.